ISIS is claiming responsibility for an attack in yet another city, Beirut. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives yesterday, killing at least 43 people. Many more were injured. This bombing took place in a Shiite neighborhood of Beirut, home to the group Hezbollah, which is fighting ISIS in Syria. Let's talk this through now with Noor Samaha. She is a reporter on the line from Beirut. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks very much. The question, though, is how is Beirut? What have the last 24 hours been like?
Well, everyone is in shock at the moment because it's been a long time, over a year since the last bombing to take place. And on the political scene, we've seen a few breakthroughs and literally also the last 24 hours. So I think that after what happened last night, there's concern that this could see a new wave of violence again, especially happening in the Dahiya area, the southern suburbs of Beirut.
What kind of area was targeted?
The area that was targeted was a commercial residential area in Beirut's southern suburbs, very popular with Palestinians, with Lebanese, with Syrians of all sects. And the time that it was targeted as well, at 6 p.m., it was rush hour. So you had a lot of families on the streets doing shopping after work. You had a lot of people gathering for social occasions. So it was very much a civilian area.
Why would ISIS attack South Beirut, this particular area?
Well, even in their statement, they said that they were attacking it because of the Shia that are there and Hezbollah, and the assumption that that basically anything that is Shia-related is Hezbollah-related.
So let's talk through the context. You said that there had been a period of relative calm, at least a year with no bombing. And you also alluded to political breakthroughs just in the last day or so. What had been happening in this area and in Beirut up to the moment the explosions took place?
Well, on the political side, Lebanon has been without a president for about a year and a half. It has also, the cabinet has been in a deadlock, so no decrees and no laws have been able to pass. We've seen a slow erosion of state institutions and public services. We've also seen an infrastructure really crippling under the weight of the 1.5 million refugees that have come in from neighboring Syria. So you're really seeing a country that's slowly crumbling. But at the same time, we've seen a period of relative calm because security agencies have been able to stop a number of would-be attacks and have maintained relative security and safety in the country.
How popular or unpopular is Hezbollah, particularly since it is involved in the war in Syria and in moments like this seems to have dragged Lebanon into a larger war?
Well, Hezbollah does have a pretty significant support base in the country. They do consider Hezbollah to be preventing the war from actually spilling over into Lebanon. I mean, in my opinion, the way that I see it, it's really 50-50. Maybe a year ago or even 2 years ago, it would have been 70-30 against Hezbollah. But because of everything that's happened in the country, because of these suicide bombings, because of the stuff that is happening on the borders, because of everything that's happening in Syria with the way that ISIS is acting against minorities, you do see more people that are voicing support for Hezbollah.
Noor Samaha is a reporter in Beirut. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.